nameplates. Thank you very much, Stacy.
Stacy, I'm Don. Not that switch. I could be an Andrew for the day.
So good afternoon. This is Design Commission for March 21st, 2019. Let's begin with introductions. First of Development, Bureau of Development Services staff who are here today.
Benjamin Nielsen.
Stacy Monroe.
Brian Tierney.
And commissioners.
Sam Rodriguez.
Sari Santner.
Brian McCarter.
Don Vallister.
Jessica Molinar.
And I'm Julie Livingston. So commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of large projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and it is subject to rebuttal. So we have two items on our agenda today, actually three items. First is, as always, items of interest. The second is a briefing on amendments to Title IV, original art murals. And the third item is a design advice request for the DePaul Treatment Center in the Gateway Plan District. So opening with items of interest. Stacy, do you have any items?
Yes, I have two. The first one is the draft letter on the I-5 Rose Quarter project, wonderfully drafted by Andrew and Brian. Thank you so much for your efforts. I routed it via email. I got a few thoughts, primarily. Just to add some design guidelines to each of these, just to strengthen them in terms of where they would, what criteria they'd be subject to in the future. So I'm going to go ahead and make those edits today.
Okay.
And some other edits. If that's it, then I was going to make those edits and get this sent off to ODOT and PBOT this afternoon. Does that sound good to everybody?
You bet.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Stacy.
I don't think I got a copy of that. Can I give you a hard copy and you can look at it
absolutely.
In between
absolutely.
This item and the next one?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Great.
And then secondly, I wanted to make a plug that if you have nothing to do over spring break, you have the new citywide design guidelines that you can peruse in a hammock in the sun on a beach.
And we will have a briefing on
On the 11th.
The 11th.
But it would be great if you were prepared and you had some time to digest it. There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Do you have those hard copies or just?
I did. They were put in your packets.
They arrived with the rest of the DOZA materials a couple of weeks
right,
ago.
Right. You got three volumes.
Yeah.
I've made it through volume one and two, and I'm just
And what I'd be happy to do is send an email right after I leave here, highlighting the volume and the pages for you to focus on, if that would be helpful.
That'd be great.
I'll do that. So, I know it's a lot to ask of you, but you have about 3 weeks, so get ahead of it.
And following our DOZA briefing last week, I believe we committed to provide a letter. To the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, and I have I just jumped on it and started drafting it. It's not ready to circulate yet, but it will be soon, and when it is, I will share it with staff, and then we'll manage the distribution of that so that everybody can have input, including you, Sam, our minority report.
So we'll also do a separate letter for after the community design standard briefing. We thought it'd be best just to separate those because there was a lot of content. So we can do that. We could discuss that process at the April 11th hearing. Okay. Thank you very much.
Great. Do any commissioners have other items of interest?
I do. Portland Parks Foundation has been holding series of conversations and inviting various groups. And the topic is Green Dreams, Seeding Portland's Next Parks Movement. And the last one is coming Monday. It's about City of Gardens. What is the Portland we want to grow? And yours truly will be talking about a Persian garden, creating another culturally significant garden in Portland. Mm. So I encourage you to attend. It's Monday at 6:30 at the Armory.
The 25th. Where would you locate that?
6:30 at the Armory.
That's the question that we all have to answer. There are a lot of options.
Thank you for the invitation. Okay, any other items of interest? If not, we will move to item